The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 19th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. President Joe Biden convenes a virtual leaders summit on climate this week, putting the U.S. back into a leadership role after 4 years when states were leading the way.
40 world leaders are invited to participate in the summit, which starts on Thursday. Biden also wants to reestablish the federal partnership with state and local leaders to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and build out clean energy infrastructure. Jesse Barlow, president of the State College Borough Council, notes Governor Tom Wolf is pushing to have Pennsylvania join the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, a multi-state effort to cut carbon emissions from the power sector.
Extremely important because Pennsylvania is basically a polluter state. And so joining it will be a big deal and would help Pennsylvania on the road to reducing its carbon footprint.
The Leaders Summit on Climate will focus on the urgency of reducing greenhouse gas emissions and the economic benefits of transitioning to clean energy, including job creation. I'm Andrea Sears reporting.
The effects of climate change are already being felt in states like Pennsylvania and worldwide. Combating it has become a partisan issue, making progress difficult. CNBC reports White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said Sunday the Biden administration warned the Russian government to not let jailed Putin critic Alexei Navalny die in custody. Russian authorities have said they have offered Navalny proper medical care, but he continues to refuse it. CNBC notes the prison declined to allow a doctor of Navalny's choice from outside of the facility to administer his treatment. After the coronavirus pandemic shut down restaurants and emptied grocery shelves, food experts say lessons learned while rebuilding regional supply chains could be tapped to make Colorado's food system more resilient and equitable.
Wendy Peters-Muschetti with the group Nourish Colorado says when restaurants stopped placing orders and the number of people needing emergency food assistance spiked, many local producers knew just how to shift gears.
An incredible amount of creativity and say, how do I still feed my community? Donating or selling to food pantries, working with SNAP recipients or WIC families. We saw those sort of connections come together to a great degree, which to me is incredible resiliency.
As thousands of Coloradans lost jobs during the pandemic's economic fallout, the number of families not knowing where their next meal would come from rose from 9% before the pandemic to nearly 40% by last December. Muschetti says the state's food crisis is far from over. I'm Eric Galatis.
Muschetti notes the feds did pump money into the nation's food system, but most of the assistance went to large agribusiness with established relationships with the USDA. This is PNS. Advocates for refugees are calling on President Biden to increase the new cap on refugees entering the country after his administration announced Friday the cap would remain at 15,000 nationwide through October 1st.
That number is the same as the Trump administration's and far below the goal of 62,500 that Biden introduced earlier this year. Bob Fishman with the Connecticut Immigrant and Refugee Coalition says he's disappointed in the low cap, and his group is among those calling for an increase, especially since it affects refugees making their homes in Connecticut.
We have a number of folks who have been waiting for their families who are in the pipeline, but have been held up and held in some cases for upwards of a dozen years, but now held up even further.
The return to the low cap is attributed to a need to reorganize the Office of Refugee Resettlement since the last administration. It's expected that a final and presumably higher refugee cap will be announced mid-May. I'm Michaela Savitt reporting.
And with the pandemic throwing a wrench into many older Americans' financial plans, advocates for pensions say they could help bridge the gender pay gap.
Sabra Tucker with the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association points out that women make less than men over the course of their careers, roughly 82 cents to the dollar on average, and are more likely to leave the workforce to be caregivers for children or other family members. She says these factors limit the amount of time they can work and the money they can save for retirement.
Pensions are very important for women when they look at budgeting, especially into their older years. Women generally, their life expectancy is longer than that of men, and that means an increased amount that they will need for security in their old age.
I'm Lily Bolke reporting.
Finally, Eric Tegadoff tells us older Oregonians have felt both frustration and relief in their search for the much-desired COVID-19 vaccine.
A survey by AARP of more than 2,000 members in the state finds the process has gone smoothly for some folks. Retired school district employee Mary Bruce got her shot at the Oregon Convention Center in Portland.
Everyone that I've spoken to that's gone to the convention center had the same opinion. It was very efficient and very satisfying. Everyone, including myself, was really relieved to be able to get the vaccine.
As of today, the vaccine is open to all Oregonians ages 16 and up. It's being distributed at hubs across the state and through pharmacies, health clinics, and medical providers.
According to the Oregon Health Authority, more than 95% of people who've died from COVID-19 are 50 or older. This is Mike Clifford. Thank you for starting your week with Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.